confessed to the king that the physicians were unable to cure the handmaiden, and how he turned his face towards God and dreamed of a holy man. When the king saw the powerlessness of those physicians, he ran barefooted to the mosque. He entered the mosque and advanced to pray. The prayer carpet was bathed in the king's tears. On coming to himself out of the flood of ecstasy, he opened his lips in goodly praise and laud, saying, "O you whose least gift is the empire of the world, what shall I say, inasmuch as you know the hidden thing? You yourself know the secret of my heart, O you with whom we always take refuge in our need. Once again we have missed the way. But you have said, 'Albeit I know your secret, nevertheless declare it forthwith in your outward act.'" When from the depths of his soul he raised a cry of supplication, the sea of bounty began to surge. Slumber overtook him in the midst of weeping. He dreamed that an old man appeared and said, "Good tidings, good news! O king, your prayers are granted. If tomorrow a stranger come for you, he is from me. When he comes, he is the skilled physician. Deem him veracious, for he is trusty and true. In his remedy, behold absolute magic. In his temperament, behold the power of God." When the promised hour arrived and day broke, and the sun rising from the east began to burn the stars, the king was in the summer house expecting to see which had been shown mysteriously. Saw a person excellent and worshipful, a sun amidst a shadow, coming from afar like the new moon in slenderness and radiance. He was non-existent. His real dignity was invisible from the eyes of populace, though he was existent in the form of fantasy. In the spirit, fantasy is as naught, because it's not visible. Yet behold a world turning on a fantasy, for the fantasy rules the entire of people, and their imaginary hopes and fears are their stimulus. Their peace and their war turn on a fantasy, and their pride and their shame spring from fantasy. But those fantasies which ensnare the saints are the reflection of the fair ones of the garden of God. In the countenance of the stranger guest was appearing that fantasy which the king beheld in his dream. the king himself, instead of the chamberlains, went forward to meet his guest from the invisible. Both were seamen who had learned to swim in the realm of the Sea of the Truth. The souls of both were knit together without sewing. The king said, "You were my beloved in reality, not she, but in this world deed issues from deed. Oh, you are to me as Muhammad, who was the prophet of Muslims, while I am like unto Omar, who was a close companion of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. I will gird my loins to do your service."